Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome to 2x Tuesday, where every second Tuesday, we solve all the world's problems or look at different challenges using the power of a 2x2 matrix. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. And today on the show, it's not really a question I'm exploring, but I'm sharing something behind the scenes of what paid subscriptions I am stopping, I'm pausing, I'm also continuing or starting. As a result, I'm just looking through and auditing what subscriptions I currently have. So what I mean by subscriptions are paid tools or services that I'm using in my business or in my life. And I think with SaaS, that's the acronym for software as a service. With the SaaS type of model, we get sucked into paying a monthly fee. And then I don't know about you, but sometimes then I look at my bank account or read my email and the subscription is ticked over again. And I think, am I actually using this? So I think as a good exercise, it's definitely worth going through that. And if you do have that feeling where every month you're paying for something and you're not getting the value out of it, maybe it is worth rethinking whether you should have that. At the same time, I love the tools, I love the technology and things like that. So there are some tools that I'll share, but it won't be an exhaustive list. So how I'll break these paid subscriptions down will be across two categories. We'll start with the y-axis, and that is work and business related tools up the top, and down the bottom, life. So I think it's important, some of these tools possibly can be used for both, but it's helpful to segment it that way. On the x-axis, on the left here, these are the tools that I'm going to stop or pause for a moment because I'm just not using them on a recurring level. And then on the right, these are tools that I will continue to use and I will probably talk about, spruik about, evangelize because I think they're wonderful. Okay, so let's go to the bottom right to kick off. And these are the life-related tools that I love. And if we were having a coffee, I'll be talking about them endlessly. I think the number one tool, I've had it for about a year now, is the Peloton app. I've got the bike, but the app is fantastic as well. And I've just come back from overseas from 4 weeks away. And I've kept up that daily streak of doing some type of exercise. Even last night, I was caught in the Philippines time zone, went to bed about 10 o'clock, which is 8 o'clock over in the Philippines. But I put on a 10-minute Peloton meditation and fell asleep immediately. So I love that, the versatility of it, the full body stretches after a long plane flight, but also the running, like the outdoor runs. Even if you don't have the bike, the Peloton app is great. By the way, in the show notes for this episode and on the YouTube video, you'll find that there will be links to affiliate links to these tools that I recommend as well. So Peloton, the best thing about the app is you can just switch it on and you just follow the instructions. There's no room to think. And I think that makes it really easy to participate in and get those streaks on the board. The other thing, Spotify, of course, I think it's definitely worth the premium subscription. My partner and I have the Duo package. So we used to actually share an account, and that was silly because on my Spotify Wrapped, then I had all these like country music songs in my top five, which did not reflect my listening styles. Nice to have that separate account. I've got the iPhone, but I only had the 128 GB. So I actually pay for iPhone storage, and I think that's worth it because I take like million photos of my dogs every day. Amazon Prime is another one. It's just convenient. If you want to get something sent to someone really quickly or even yourself, like within one business day, I think that's really exceptional for Australia. Where I can, I like supporting local businesses, but sometimes Amazon Prime's at $8 a month and you get that fast delivery, which I think is definitely worth it. I also pay for the Wall Street Journal. They've got really good business articles in there, and I get the latest edition when I'm reading at night, I'm sent to my iPad, so I can just read these in-depth articles and what's going on. Their weekend editions are really fantastic too. It doesn't cost that much as well. That's a quick wrap up of paid subscriptions for my life. Let's look at the ones on the top left. We'll go to a different quadrant now. Business subscriptions that I paid for that I've decided to say goodbye to or pause for the moment. Now, as we're going into the holiday season, I've decided to pause my LinkedIn premium subscription. I don't really use it that much. I reckon there's probably potential for me to improve how I use it, but all I was really getting from it was, who's viewed my profile? And that wasn't really great. So what do I do then? Just like message them? And it kind of seemed a bit creepy. I'm keen to lay off a bit of the social media over the month break that we have here. So LinkedIn is going, it's being paused. Ecamm Live. So I did have a really strong goal in 2022 to get more into live streaming, and it just hasn't happened. So I've paused that subscription. It was over $200 a year. It was about to renew last month, and I'm like, yeah, this one, I'm not using it yet. I think there's an opportunity for me to actually use more live streaming platforms like that are built into the platform, like Facebook or Instagram. And I think that's probably a good battlefield for me to grow my skill to go live there, as opposed to just going live across all these channels and using professional streaming software. Like, it's still a goal of mine to get into this. Love the idea of it. It's just not happening yet. Text Expander, I think I've heard Jenny talk about this, Jenny Blake, and she uses it all the time. I just haven't gotten into the rhythm of using cuts yet and things like that. What it does is you can have like shortcuts for text and then it will expand it. I just haven't got used to the stage of using those shortcuts. I'm still getting used to all the shortcuts for my Mac and all the different programs. I've got a Stream Deck as well. So the Elgato Stream Deck, you can press buttons on that, and that also acts as a bit of a text expander as well. I have shortcuts for opening up my calendar. I can just click a button and it will do that. That, again, was only $2 or $4 a month, but I just don't need it. So I've said goodbye to it. The other thing, this is sort of just lapsed out, but with some clients, they use Microsoft, and so I need to pay like $10 a month for that subscription. But where I can't, I don't really need it. I don't really save anything to the cloud. I'm really running on Google Docs, and I've got my Mac, so I've just paused it for the moment and said goodbye to Microsoft. I'm sure I'll bring it back up when I've worked with a client that, again, uses Docs and the Microsoft Teams, but ideally I don't use Microsoft Teams. I really dislike it, so don't want to support it when I don't need to use it. On the bottom left, these are the subscriptions that I've stopped related to my life. And look, I love Audible, but I don't need new books every month. In fact, I think I've got a backlog of about 6 different credits that I need to use. So occasionally I go onto Instagram and say, you know, what book should I download? I have a notes thing saved in my phone of book recommendations that I've heard off podcasts or friends have given me. So sometimes I'll bulk purchase my Audible and use those credits, and then I'll just stop the memberships. That's what I've done on my recent trip to the UK. I listened to David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. I recommend that on Audible because he does these chapter interviews at the end of each chapter, which are phenomenal. But I don't need these credits. I actually prefer listening to podcasts and then reading books, like getting them on the Kindle and reading and highlighting different options. I haven't really worked out or gotten into the interplay between the Kindle and the Amazon Audible book. So yeah, pausing that for the moment. Other things like Stan is a TV network paid, kind of like Netflix, but I'm not using it, and Binge, I think. I got that because of the HBO House of Dragons to watch that. Now that's stopped, can can it. So yeah, those are the life ones I've canned. Now, I use many different paid subscriptions in my business. I'm just going to share some of my all-time favorites here. Number one, I think I can't go past Descript. I think it's the number one tool that I've used this year. I'm using it right now to edit this podcast and the video. It basically gets a transcription of this. And it's become very good at recognizing the language that I use and my voice. So the transcription is very effective. And then to edit it back, all I do is edit the text, and that really cuts the video down. So I can do these videos in one take, which is just a game changer. And the editing process is so much faster. You can delete things like filler words as well. So if you're doing any type of content, recording video or audio, 100%, it's a no-brainer to get the Descript Pro subscription. Again, I'm a raving fan. I'm surprised I'm not wearing a Descript shirt in this video. There's things like you use. I mean, of course, we've got things like Zoom, which I think are pretty boring. Calendly, we all know about. Hello Audio. I'm on the Powerhouse account. I have up to 1,000 private podcasts that I can create. So I use all this all the time. I did a program about creating private podcasts for clients. So I use it in many different ways. One is to create reminders for myself, my own private podcasts that I've listened to. I also, when I have coaching sessions with clients, I'll record those and send them to the client. When I do workshops with clients, they want recordings as well. I'll send them, you know, the video, but they also can listen on a private podcast. I think private podcasting is incredible. I think it's extremely underutilized right now. And Hello Audio are just fantastic. They're just building as they go. It's a really, really cool tool. Loom, I think, has been really helpful in terms of communicating stuff to clients, or if I'm collaborating with someone as well. It's so easy just to go, right, this is what I'm thinking, and talk it through and work asynchronously that way. I also have a paid account for Notion, which I'm using as just a way to restore and move things away from the crazy amount of documents and things I've got saved in the Google Suite. So I pay for Google Workspace, which includes Google Calendar, all Google Docs, and the storage and everything else. But Something that Notion, in terms of the way that I can search, the way documents can be linked together, the way it can be shared publicly. I've popped a lot of course information and created a resources page using Notion. So there's so much power in it, and I don't think I'm exploiting it enough yet, but having that paid account allows me to just start getting in there and digging in. So I'm going to continue that. There's other tools, again, some are really boring, like Xero, which is like bookkeeping software. For my podcast, so I host with Buzzsprout. And I apologize for my writing if you're watching this on the YouTube channel, Buzzsprout, and I use Podpage. So what happens is when an episode is uploaded into Buzzsprout, it captures all the show notes for it and then spits it out to Podpage, which is where you'll find this podcast, podcast.leannehughes.com. So that means I don't have to create a second show notes page. It's grabbed the information from Buzzsprout and automatically published it, which is so good, right, in terms of reducing workflow. And if you've been on my website, leannehughes.com, you'll see a welcome video in there. And I use VideoAsk for that. That's quite expensive, over $200 for the year. But the cool thing about that is, and I need to update this, something I hope to do over the break, is to update that welcome sequence on the front page. But what I love about it is how it creates a level of interaction from the minute that you land on my website. That website and all of my websites are hosted on Squarespace. And something I'm rethinking, and this is actually kind of connected to the top left side. I have a subscription with Kajabi and I've moved it to a car park now. So I'm just paying a parking fee of $40 a month to park it, when initially I was spending over $150 a month on Kajabi and all I was using it for was to store course resources. When you think about paid subscriptions, it's really a question around what does your future hold? It's really based on what is your future direction. So it's really hard to subscribe or tell someone what tools that they should have. It really depends on, well, what does your future look like, and then make that right decision. So Kajabi for me is, I definitely wanted an all-in-one tool. I'm currently paying for ConvertKit, which is on the top right. For email newsletters, I've got a website in Squarespace. Kajabi is a tool that does everything, but I wasn't really liking the functionality of the email part of it. So I've decided to keep these two different tools that I'm paying for and park Kajabi. I am looking for an all-in-one tool that will do everything, like from shopping cart to email to website to community. I don't know if it exists. People are still stringing different tools together. So that's a quick roundup of some of the tools that I'm thinking about continuing and starting when it comes to next year. I've also shared the ones that I've paused for the moment, stopped, because I think it's actually a really nice time to reflect on the subscriptions that you're using. But I think more importantly, it does force you to ask the bigger question of what does my future look like, and have I got the tools and systems that will help get me there? Hope you enjoyed today's episode of 2 by Tuesday and you're having a wonderful December. I'll chat to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.